Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam Zoldak. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers. Doby reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila catches it and throws to first to double up Upton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Sievers chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Upton. Upton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Upton. Zaldak goes all the way around to score. Mitchell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gustin moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gustin moves to third. Garver moves to second. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 1 in the game. Cocos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive towards third. Gustin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gustin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Steve Gromek now pitching. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Gromek moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Garver juggles the ball. That's an error on Garver. Gromek scores. Mitchell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Browns. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kokoz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Upton moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jesse Flores now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gustin strikes out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive to center field. Severs throws towards Friend. Friend fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Friend. Easter moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Sid Schack now pitching. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Ray Murray. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss fires to third and they've got Easter trapped. The throw back to Moss who tags Easter for the out. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Jim Hegan now catching. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Sid Schacht. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cocos hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.